Welcome to episode 493 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We're almost finished with our series, 100 Days in the New Testament. And today we are up to the shortest book in the Bible, the third epistle written by the Apostle John. 3 John 1, the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. This opening verse follows the common format of ancient letter writing. It includes the author, the recipient, and a brief introduction. This letter is from the elder. From the earliest days of Christianity, this has been accepted as John the Apostle. As is typical of John, though, his name is not specifically mentioned in the letter. John calls Gaius, whom I love in truth. And truth is a common theme in this short letter. The recipient is the beloved, or dear friend, Gaius. The name Gaius was common in the first century, and is also seen in Acts 19 verse 29, Acts 20 verse 4, Romans 16 verse 23, and 1 Corinthians 1 verse 14. However, it is unlikely that all of these were the same person. Though little is known of this Gaius, he was clearly well known by the Apostle John, and was a man committed to sharing the truth of the Lord with others. He was commended for helping traveling evangelists and helping others grow spiritually. Verse 2. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul. John draws an analogy between the condition of our physical health and the condition of our soul. Many Christians would be desperately ill if their physical health was in the same state as their spiritual health. The greeting in verses 1 to 2 was common in ancient letter writing. Still, it provides a good model for us to encourage each other through prayer and love. Verses 3 to 4. For I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Truth is mentioned first in verse 1, then three more times in these two verses. First John rejoices about truth. Believers who had visited Gaius and his congregation spoke well of the situation in this church. Second, John states that Gaius walked in truth. This is from a Greek word meaning actual, real, and objectively accurate. Gaius was an example to those he led. John observed that his church members followed the model set before them by Gaius. Truth is not something only to know, but something we walk or practice. The importance of a good example is a major theme of 3 John, and a common one for the Apostle John's writings. He shares very similar words in 2 John 1 verses 1 to 4 and mentions truth 9 times in 1 John. The Gospel of John mentions truth more than 20 times. Verse 5. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are. John calls Gaius beloved, or dear friend, for a third time in this verse. John rarely uses the Greek word pistos, meaning trusty or faithful, using it only here in 1 John 1 verse 9 and John 5 verse 4. This is high praise from the apostle. The efforts in question are Gaius's hospitality for fellow believers, even those who are strangers. Though Gaius didn't personally know them, he treated them like family. These traveling Christians spoke highly of him to John and to others, as we see in 3 John 1 verse 6. By this time, most, if not all, of the original apostles had died. John would have been the only one left. Traveling evangelists and teachers were taking on a greater role in bringing Christian teachings to new places. Gaius led an existing church and was known to those who visited him as a great host and godly man. Whatever God gives us to do, we should do it faithfully. Jesus said that when we see him face to face, some will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Of the good servant, it is said he was faithful. Verses 9 and 10 transition from praise of Gaius and godly teachers to a condemnation of the actions of Diotrephes. According to this verse, John had written about him at least once before. However, the problem had continued. Diotrephes offers an example of an ungodly leader in two ways. First, he was prideful. He may have begun as an encouraging leader, yet let his leadership go to his head. Second, Diotrephes did not acknowledge the leadership of other godly people. Instead of serving as one among a team of leaders, he sought to be the only leader. He went so far as to speak and work against other leaders he saw as a threat to his position. This man had taken over the leadership of a church in Asia and not only refused to recognize John's authority as an apostle, but also refused to receive his letters and submit to his directions. He also circulated malicious slanders against John and excommunicated members who showed support and hospitality to John's messengers. His actions are so harmful that even the elderly apostle John plans to come and confront him face to face. John also mentions Demetrius, widely known among believers as a godly man. His life was consistent with God's truth and worthy of commendation. The example of Demetrius is a stark contrast to that of Diotrephes. It is said that we learn by copying. What are we to imitate? 3 John 11. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Unfortunately, it often seems that people choose to copy bad examples more than good ones. John closes this brief letter with this primary thought. Find out what is good and make sure to imitate that. Although he does not say so specifically, John could have followed Paul's lead by saying, "Therefore I urge you to imitate me." And it would be harder to find a better person to imitate than John, who is such a good example because of his close relationship with Jesus. If we are searching to imitate good, where should we go? Obviously to the source of goodness, God himself. 1 Peter 2 verses 21 to 22, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth." Once again, we are directed back to God in Christ, the theme of all John's writings. John, as always, emphasizes the importance of walking in the truth of the gospel. Hospitality, support, and encouragement for our fellow believers are some of the main precepts of the teachings of Jesus. And Gaius was obviously an outstanding example of this ministry. We should also show hospitality to those who minister the word, welcoming them into our churches and homes. Those who are servants of the gospel deserve our support and encouragement. We also need to be careful always to follow only the example of those whose words and actions are in line with the gospel, and to be discerning enough to be aware of those, such as Diotrephes, whose behavior is far from being like that which Jesus taught. Father, thank you for the example of good men like Gaius and Demetrius. However, empower us through the Spirit to pattern our lives after Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.